For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert. It's again time for our weekly check-in with representatives from agencies repairing damage left behind by the campfire. Joining us, Paradise spokeswoman Colette Curtis, Butte County Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Casey Hatcher, and for the first time, Marcella C. of the Upper Ridge Community Council. The number of building permit applications continues growing, fueling optimism about the recovery throughout the burn scar. And Colette, a long-awaited one-stop shop is open, and it's working, right?
So far, we've seen about the same number of people coming in that we were seeing at Town Hall. I think that will steadily begin picking up, especially as the weather turns into spring and as information about the brick gets out there and people understand everything that's available there. We have our building department. We also have a satellite office of the Butte County Building Division. We also have our rebuild advocates there who are individuals who can sit with residents who are rebuilding, walk through the process, go over finances, and match them up with the appropriate resources that they are eligible for.
Probably a little bit less frustrating for people who have to go through a mountain of paperwork.
Absolutely. And that is our goal. That was the entire reason we opened the brick, was to make it easier, more efficient, faster. We're definitely seeing that. And I think that even though the numbers are about the same right now, it is a much better experience.
Thank you, Colette. And now let's turn to Butte County Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Casey Hatcher. Casey, I understand there's been some kind of breakthrough about trees.
An announcement was made about eligibility for parcels along private roads for hazard tree removal. And FEMA issued a letter.
We've been waiting for this for a long time.
We have been waiting for this for a long time. The town and county requested eligibility for parcels along private roads for any trees that might fall into private roads, because it really is an impact and poses a threat to the community at large, because those trees could fall on those private roads, which are really regularly traveled by members of the public.
Also can, you know, in some instances can be an evacuation route.
That's right. I mean, technically every road that leads to your house is your way out, right? So I think it's important that we recognize that that's a big impact if trees fall and either block those roads or injure someone. And it's ultimately the private property owner's responsibility to remove those trees. The benefit that this provides as far as receiving eligibility for public assistance is it allows those private property owners to enroll in the government program. We understand that eligibility is for most private roads in Paradise, and it's probably about half of the roads in the county area. And that's because FEMA's view of eligibility on private roads is a little bit more limited than we'd like to see. But it is something. And so it's any roads that connect to other public roads, which make it a part of our circulation system, roads that provide access to public land, roads that are traveled and used for waste hauling routes. These were some of the types of roads that we were able to advocate for and get approval for public assistance funding.
That was Butte County Deputy Chief Administrative Officer Casey Hatcher. Finally today, Marcella C. of the Upper Ridge Community Council. Marcella, at this point, what are the major problems facing people above the burn scar?
The insurance is a debacle. It's terrible. A growing number of the residents on the ridge are being dropped in the wake of the campfire and are forced into the policy of last resort, the California Fair Plan, which doesn't even cover... you have to have another plan to wrap around that.
Yeah, it's fire
correct.
Only.
And I think it affects the survivors that were not burned out more than the survivors that want to return. We are there. We want to stay there. Whereas the survivors that were burned out are trying to decide, do I want to come back and pay that? So tonight we are having the United Policyholders and Rebuild Paradise Foundation. They will offer updated information about changes in insurance policy and law and how to find the best insurance for your home. We will also have representatives of insurance companies up there who are still writing policies, and they will meet one-on-one with people that they think they can insure. They can tell them their own personal situation.
Now, state officials have been a little bit responsive, or at least hearing a lot about this issue. Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara has attempted to make the FAIR plan work differently. You understand there's some reforms coming?
I do understand there's some reforms coming. The particulars, I'm not sure of. Anything that the insurance commissioner can do to bring the insurance companies in line, basically, that's what it is, to get them to be responsive to the extraordinary circumstances that happened this time and will continue to happen. The state of California is going through a change when this is our disaster. Every area has a disaster. California's is, besides earthquake, is now a wildfire area. And so they need to rethink how they insure people. This state as a whole has to rethink how we insure people.
So it's not, I mean, it's partly there's a concern or a belief that perhaps the insurance industry is gouging vulnerable Californians, but also the companies are trying to recalibrate their risk after an unprecedented catastrophe.
Exactly. Exactly. And seeing these catastrophes mount again and again, and that this is sort of becoming the new norm, sadly. And so they're going to have to adapt. The state will have to adapt. The insurance companies will have to adapt.
And what are some of the other issues that your organization, the Upper Ridge Council, is working on?
We have a little wrinkle up in Magalia, and I just really want to get this message out here. We have a homeowners association in Magalia, the Paradise Pines Property Owners Association. They had about 60% of the total homes in Magalia before the fire. Now, the POA itself lost 40% of those homes, about 40% of those homes, to the fire. So their current CCNRs prohibit the board from responding to the disaster in a way that exemplifies some compassion under these extraordinary circumstances. And we've had some members that have requested and been denied variances to build a home that doesn't meet the 1,200 square foot minimum single resident size restriction. The board has finally started the very slow process of updating and revising their CCNRs and are currently conducting a survey to determine what the members want as far as single resident size. And the choices are more than, less than, or keep the 1,200 square feet. Now, the board has said that if they don't get a certain amount of responses that they deem representative of the membership, then they will decide themselves that issue. So the members need to participate.
That was Marcella C. of the Upper Ridge Community Council, Casey Hatcher, Butte County's Deputy Chief Administrative Officer, and Colette Curtis, spokeswoman for the town of Paradise. The meeting concerning home insurance that Marcella referred to earlier is currently underway at the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Magalia, 15204 Skyway. Organizers expect it to continue until about 9 o'clock tonight. Our segment this week was edited by Christian Solis. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert.